You're listening to the Premier Podcast Network.
Mind of the Meanie is now an exclusive brand partner with WWEshop.com. Pick up all your favorite new merchandise from Roman Reigns.
Acknowledge me.
Cody Rhodes.
I have to finish the story.
LA Knight.
Let me talk to you.
And more using our exclusive link in the show notes. Click below and show your support today for your favorite WWE superstar at WWEshop.com.
Yeah!
Dr. Fisher's Medical Weight Loss and Aesthetic Centers, along with Mind the Meanie podcast, presents Meanie Mania, a pay-per-brew kickoff event, Thursday night, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., 21 and older to attend with no cover at McCusker's Tavern on the corners of 17th and Shunk at 2601 South 17th Street in South Philly. Come hang out with ECW Original and WWE alumni The Blue Meanie at his favorite bar on the planet, McCusker's Tavern. McCusker's is the perfect spot to kick off your Mania week and go to for a pre- and post-wrestling event hang. Remember, McCusker's is cash only, but they do have an ATM on site. Lyft, Uber, and taxi services are highly recommended to and from McCusker's. 7 minutes from Lincoln Financial Field, 10 minutes from the 2300 Arena, and 15 minutes from Center City. Meanie Mania is also brought to you by Dr. Fisher's Medical Weight Loss and Aesthetic Centers on 2543 South Broad Street in Philadelphia. Go to bodybyfishernow.com. That's bodybyfishernow.com. Mind of the Meanie podcast drops every Monday morning at 6 a.m. and find our entire archive at mindofthemeanie.com. Meanie Mania, the pay-per-brew kickoff event, Thursday night, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Meanie!
Yes, sir.
This episode, I want to let you know at the top of the program here, this episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, our friends at Manscaped. That's right. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers Courtney just planted in the garden. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com right now and use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping. And Meanie, I want to know, what was it life like for the little blue guys before Manscaped?
Well, before Manscaped, it was a veritable forest down there. You took several risks, whether you wanted to risk it with a Bic or risk it with your roommate's head, the clippers for the head shaving, and not tell them. But, there's many different ways you took your life into your own hands before Manscaped. But now with Manscaped, you got the LED light, you got the skin safe, clippers. It's night and day with Manscaped.
Speaking about night and day, Meanie, with the time change and after using Manscaped, I can finally say that I've caught the spring fever. Introducing the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next gen skin safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little bit off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. That's right, Meanie, no more looking like a button in a fur coat. We're cleaning up this season with Manscaped. It also features dual LED spotlights to guide you through the darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. And if you hate making a mess, Meanie, not to worry. This bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean, which I wouldn't recommend because charges could come with that. But I digress. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I can take it everywhere I go. And spring cleaning isn't just for the nether regions, pal. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, there are always the right tools for the job. So go to manscaped.com right now. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code MINDMEANIE. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code MINDMEANIE at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants, pal. And we want to thank Manscaped for sponsoring the program.
Thank you.
This is the Mind of the Meanie. Here are your hosts, the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard.
Peace, world, and welcome to the Mind of the Meanie, a weekly peek into the world, according to former WWE superstar and ECW original, the Blue Meanie. We'll cover wrestling, music, movies, sports, and lots of useless knowledge all contained in the Mind of the Meanie. I'm your tour guide, Adam Barnard, and he is the Blue Meanie. Meanie, what's on your mind?
It stinks in here.
It fucking certainly does.
Fuck, man. It fucking smells. Dude. It's like
farting up a storm in there. What's going on?
Brother. So I went to the, we finally went to Federal Donuts.
Oh my God. I know. So
hard. And it's amazing, but like, I don't know what they put in the grease. I don't know what's in the grease in their donut. They're like, the other day I got like, I got me and Miss Meanie two breakfast sandwiches and a half a dozen donuts. Try them out. And brother, not saying that, you know, not saying it's bad, but it gets you more running more than Dunkin'. It's just like, ooh.
Lord Almighty, here it comes. Yep.
Yeah, bubbling crude, man. Just, Jed's a millionaire.
He struck oil, boys. We did it. Christ, man.
My toilet looked like the fucking Exile Valdez. You know, you see, it's like, where do all these fucking ducks come from? Jesus Christ. Somebody get some Dawn in here, will you? cut some grease through here. The commercials where they say Dawn dish detergent fucking cleaned the ducks after they had an oil spill in Alaska. That's promising.
Especially for the ducks that live in your toilet. I would imagine it's probably not good. Yeah.
Just a little dab of Dawn on my booty hole.
That might make it worse. That could add to the streamlining effect from your butthole, dude. I don't know about all that.
You don't want to do the discount. What's that called? Whatever that's called. I don't know. Repository.
The suppository. You know, the physic.
The physic, as my grandma would say. Mm-hmm. I think you need a physic.
Yeah. Gigi mom.
Died in you.
Gigi mom would hit me with that. No, you goddamn kids need a physic.
that's the price we pay. Hey, you know, it's what we deal with. Listen. But yeah, shout out to Federal Donuts, man. Fucking amazing. I never had them before.
It's so good. I'm so glad there's one right there by the ECW arena, because I know I'm going to be hitting that when I'm there in a couple of weeks. But I got to know, because I want to know off the top, since we're gonna start right here, which donuts did you get?
Yes.
Excuse me. And what did you think of the breakfast sandwich? Let's put them over a little bit. What did you think?
Yeah, man. I kept it simple.
Yep.
I got the, except for, you know, we got two of each, so we, you know, can judge them equally.
Yeah.
We got two carrot cakes, two carrot cake donuts, two old fashions, and two dark chocolate gimmicks.
Oh, man.
They're all good, man. It was all good. And there's something about, like, and the difference between them and Dunkin'. Like, Dunkin's not bad, but you bite into the Federal Donut, you bite into it, and there's like a certain kind of moisture, texture kind of thing going on there that's just like, yeah, you could tell this was made today.
Yeah.
You know?
Wasn't shipped and frozen. Yeah.
Yeah. Then, you know, they got the, this Federal Donuts is like huge. It's like, I think this new one is a distribution center for the rest of the ones in Philly or something like that. Mm. But because there's a big ass kitchen like right behind them and stuff like that. For the breakfast sandwich, we got the early bird.
Yeah, dude.
Minus the pepper relish. Mm. I didn't feel like dealing with a spicy beehole. You know that. I just wanted to, you know, taste chicken and taste some egg, and comes on a nice potato roll, So it's like a twice fried chicken on a fried egg, and inside the egg is like melted cheese. Mm-hmm. So you're biting the egg, and the cheese just fucking goops out. It's a hefty sandwich too. So good. It's a little pricey, but worth it. It's like a $10 sandwich, like $10, but brother, worth it. Worth it. And when I was there, I was talking to the lady at the counter. I was like, you know, hey, you guys opened at just the right time. She was like, oh yeah, WrestleMania's in town. I was like, yeah, but right next door, you're going to have events.
Yeah.
From like Wednesday through Sunday. And she said they're, you know, discussing, you know, trying to have a little bit longer hours because they're only open till like 3.
Yeah. Yeah,
they close. They're like 7 or 3. Which to me, it seems like the perfect job. You know, just
to God.
You're done at 3 and you got the rest of the day, do whatever you want, you know? But yeah, just loved it. The donuts were great. The breakfast sandwiches were great. I think they got regular old chicken sandwiches too, but
yeah, they have a couple variations of them. They're very, just the fried chicken sandwich, I think, was the first one I ever ate there. Their location that was at 36th and Sansom they don't utilize that space anymore, but that was the first time I went there. My colleague told me, she's like, you got to go get one of these sandwiches. Like, you're not going to believe how good it is. I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I went there and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This place is amazing. And you know, you wouldn't think that like a chicken place would be good at a donut shop, but like, you gotta go out of your way to try this. They have like the buffalo chicken sandwich. They have a Southwest chicken sandwich, a barbecue chicken sandwich. Like, it's just so just unbelievable stuff, man.
I want that place to do well because I want to have variety in my neighborhood, man. Just, you know, between, you know, there's a while where, oh my God. Scratch that. I forgot what I was going to talk about. But I just like having variety, you know. You know, if I want to have a, you know, breakfast sandwich that's probably cooked right then and there, I want to be able to go to those guys and have one of their sandwiches, you know. It's good, you know. So yeah. Federal Donuts is on point, man.
And we're here to give you our food recommendations from WrestleMania week coming up. So now they just transitioned to what they call their spring fancy donuts, which is the difference between what they do there too is it's a cake donut. So it's actually a lot thicker and moister than what you would get at like a Dunkin' who utilize or a Byler's over at Reading Terminal where they use the yeast donuts in order to make theirs. So that's a different, you know, different taste. But excuse me, what they have right now, their flavors, I'm looking at them right now. And if you're going to order them, like if you're in town, you can order ahead when they open, especially if you're going to be close to the ECW arena. If you're going to be close to Center City, this place sells out even before Mania's in town. Like the flavors, it's a really popular spot in Philadelphia. So you can go to federaldonuts.com and then get your order in the morning before they open. Carrot cake. Cereal glaze, which has, they didn't call it this, but it's Fruity Pebbles on top of the donut. Chocolate orange, key lime pie, lavender, London fog, and something called a pastelito, which is a spiced cake donut with cream cheese and a guava glaze ring. They also have their classic donuts, which come in a cinnamon brown sugar, cookies and cream, and strawberry lavender. And then they have a couple of glazed donuts as well. Go out of your way, seriously. Take it from the two of us here. Go out of your way to try them. And again, it'll be right there at the ECW Arena, 2300 Arena, during Battleground and also Icons and the events they're having there. So you have no excuse not to walk over and try it.
Yeah, man.
I will say, I'm looking at the chat here. Shout out to the Pod Squad, too, by the way, who's here with us today. And if you're listening right now and you're like, I really like the show, but I'd like it a little bit better if I could see you guys talking to me. You're in luck, Meanie. I'll have you know. You can sign up today at patreon.com/mindofthemeanie. Tiers start at just $10 every month. $10. It's a trip to Wawa. So you can save that money and join us on the Patreon. You can see us every week live as we record. Andrew Bailey, a.k.a. Shackleford.
Chuckleford
says, I had the Federal Donuts coffee and it was strong as hell, which was great. That's the only way to drink coffee. And the breakfast sandwich potato roll was on point. Yes, sir. Yes it is. And Machete Von Kill, another Patreon member here, says there used to be a fried chicken and donuts food truck by the cannabis grow I work at. So good. Somebody needs to make a fried chicken and waffles breakfast sandwich. Hey, Federal, if you're listening, that's your guys' wheelhouse right there. So
yeah, they have the means to do it. So yeah,
I'm excited to go check it out. Like I said, I'm going to be I'll be down there with a bunch of my friends this week coming up. So their coffees are fantastic. The cold brew is great. Don't drink too much of it, obviously, because you'd be a little shaky. But they also have something great called a black and tan, which is it's a 16-ounce cup. It's half cold brew and half their draft latte. And let me tell you something, your back teeth will feel like they're floating from all the caffeine. So if you're trying to stay awake through WrestleMania's night one and two, that's the place to go. But
you'll be shaking like a dog shitting bones.
Shitting bones sideways. Oh, I'm so happy you gave me that, pal. But speaking of horns, this is going to be a totally random transition because I don't know how to transition out of that. But
yeah, of course.
We got to talk about the big sports news, man.
Yeah.
Ohtani and the gambling, the betting saga, man. Have you heard about this since we last spoke?
I have, but you're probably the better person to give the full breakdown. Mm-hmm.
So if you're not familiar, for the uninitiated, the pitcher, Shohei Ohtani, who plays currently for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and his interpreter, I'm trying to pull up his name right now, Ippei Mizuhara, were essentially, like, there's a situation, trying to give you a Reader's Digest of this. It was discovered that Mizuhara was paid out like a debt of $4.5 million to a bookie in California or somewhere else to cover a gambling debt. Now it's alleged, it's starting to look like Ohtani had a little bit more about this than he previously was aware. Because initially he said he wasn't aware of this, and Mizuhara said that Ohtani lent him the money, this $4.5 million, which, by the way, what a fucking friend. To lend somebody $4.5 million.
Hey, bud, can I get a cup of sugar? Can I borrow your lawnmower? Oh, yeah. Do you have $4.5 million that I can borrow? Why you got that sugar and lawnmower? Well, I'm borrowing it.
So Mizuhara transferred the funds, according to ESPN. Mizuhara gets the funds from Ohtani, transfers it to this bookie to pay off the debt, and then does a 90-minute interview with ESPN after that and starts talking about the case. The spokesman then, Ohtani, turn around and say, that's bullshit. We didn't know anything about this. And then they fired this guy. But according to Keith Olbermann and a bunch of the guys who are reporting, Ohtani and Mizuhara are so close. They've been the closest people, like they're close friends for many years, to the point where during one of the lockouts, I think Mizuhara couldn't work as an agent for Ohtani. There was some story where, like, Mizuhara couldn't continue to work with Ohtani, and he quit his job in MLB to continue to work with Ohtani. And now it turns out, as they're doing a little bit more research, that it could potentially actually be, allegedly, Ohtani who is the gambler. Blucha in the group chat here said apparently there's footage of Ohtani at a sports book place in Las Vegas.
Dude, there's cameras everywhere.
Like, this, it's, and then again,
you're the best player in all of baseball, and you can't be seen near anywhere near that stuff, bro. Like, you know, I mean, you have the golden opportunity to be one of the best pitchers of baseball, and one of the best hitters in baseball, and, you know, go down, and you can't do something stupid like that to screw up your legacy. And if this comes out, you know, that he allegedly was the one gambling, it's got to be curtains, right?
It is. Well, they still have the death penalty in baseball. I mean, and the most famous case of that is Pete Rose. He's banned for life from baseball. Yeah. I don't know for sure if they actually caught him betting on games or in his own games, rather. Excuse me, but
Pete Rose.
Yeah. Oh. But he bet and he admitted to it. Eventually they caught him red-handed and he's done. Like, that's it. They're never going to get him back. But there's a Twitter user, cause we're never going to call it the other name. That's stupid. The Twitter user by the name of Timmy Smokes did a thread earlier about apparently Ohtani throwing baseball games. So check this out.
Okay.
So the thread initially says July 22nd, 2022, a bet of $1 million was placed for the Atlanta Braves to score over 6.5 runs against the Los Angeles Angels, parlayed with Braves -3.5. And I'm not a betting guy, so I can't really explain what any of that verbiage means. But
same.
The bet was placed with a bookie in Mizuzawa, which is Shohei Ohtani's hometown. The pitcher for the Angels that day was Shohei Ohtani. The stats for him that day were as followed. 6 innings pitched, 6 hits, 6 earned runs, and then 1 BB, which I think, what is that? Bases?
Base on balls.
Base on balls. At the plate, 0-3 with 2 strikeouts. Was he throwing games? I'll let you decide. July 4th, 2023, a bet was placed in the same hometown with the same bookie for $4.2 million on the over for the Padres run total. Guess who was pitching? You guessed it, Ohtani. 5 innings pitched, 5 earned runs while going 0-3 at the plate.
Wow.
So far, just on those numbers, that's kind of a big deal. Like, I mean, yeah. What do you think?
I mean, you got to wonder who was all in on it, too. Like, you know, did it – like, if I'm the manager and let's say Ohtani, he's got to pitch X amount of innings, and he pitches those innings, is the manager in on it to know when to come pull him kind of thing? Just – I don't know. It's just bizarre. Like, I'm not huge into sports gambling, cause I refuse to let somebody else's skill, dictate my, bank account, you know, my earnings, but you know, that's people smarter than me are starting to piece these things together. And, it's just interesting how it's playing. And, you know, hasn't anyone learned from, you know, Pete Rose betting on baseball?
I mean, and Shackelford says in the chat, Pete Rose is rolling over in this La Quinta hotel room bed. It's true. Yeah. I mean, like that's the one of the biggest things in sports is like Pete Rose, one of the best players of all time, arguably one of the best players.
I think his bookie was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, too, right over the bridge.
You're talking about Pete Rose.
Yeah, Pete Rose, when it broke, allegedly, like, he was in Cherry Hill, you know, the guy he was seeing was in Cherry Hill, so sort of like a close connection, but.
It's crazy, man.
I don't think this is going away until it's absolutely cleared up.
Yeah.
But, again, goes to my theory that any sport can be worked. And when people go, oh, and they think, you know, like if I say football's a work or baseball's a work, it doesn't mean they have the script and they're calling high spots. But if somebody, I mean, Donicky showed them in the NBA that you can, you know, bet on, you know, shave points and bet on games and stuff like that. So it can be worked. Yeah. And, this could be a huge black eye on the business because Ohtani, one of the best players of baseball, but he's been playing in baseball purgatory with the Angels. You know, nobody's really watching, but you know, he's going to the Dodgers, which, you know, one of the most storied franchises in baseball.
Yeah,
and he hasn't played for him yet. I mean, officially, this is going to be his first year. And they're giving him close to $1 billion.
Which is crazy. It's like the biggest contract in baseball history, isn't it?
Yeah. It's smart the way they did it. Like, they backloaded it. So, like, he can retire and they could pay him and he doesn't have to pay the California tax or something like that. Something like that. Like, if he retires and moves away and they start paying him while he lives somewhere else, pays out the remainder of his contract while he lives somewhere else, he can avoid paying that hefty LA, you know, tax that they got out there. But yeah, this is that's huge. Yeah. That's huge.
And what's crazy is I'm just reading some more of the stuff on ESPN. Again, follow ESPN. And I know he's a controversial guy because of his politics, but he's one of the best sports reporters that's really ever existed. Countdown with Keith Olbermann is a podcast I listen to on a daily. And he's been talking about this case since it broke. And he's got a lot of great analysis and understanding of this situation. So I highly recommend listening to his coverage on it because it's fantastic. But
His sports analysis is second to none.
He is one of the best, if not the best, that's ever done it. But Mizuhara, he's talking on ESPN and he says he dug himself a hole. I'm paraphrasing his quote here. I dug myself a hole and kept getting bigger, and it meant I had to bet bigger to get out of it. It became a snowball. So Ohtani, he says initially, Mizuhara says Ohtani agrees to pay the debt. He wires him this money and they make a notation on it that says loan. And then he asked why Ohtani didn't just supply him the money instead of paying the associate directly. Mizuhara says Ohtani didn't trust him with the money. He didn't want me to gamble it away. And then he told Ohtani would pay him back. And then one of Ohtani's attorneys says that he was the victim of a massive theft. And then Mizuhara starts walking back everything that he said, saying, oh, well, he didn't actually know I was gambling. So it's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Guys, get your fucking shit together.
See, like, if you have a story, get it fucking put together first before you go out there and start popping off at the mouth about shit.
I think the word is corroborate.
Corroborate the story, fellas. Get your shit together. Jesus, this is a mess. And Lucha says in here, he says he's a tremendous draw. You know, Ohtani's a tremendous draw. He's the reason why I went to a Mets game in the past season. I mean, he is. He's like probably the biggest name in baseball right now. And I mean, before this, now he is for sure. Now he's a household name. But brother, if he gets caught, if this comes out that he's fucking the one gambling, it's lights out. That's it.
Yeah. There's no. And like you said, the whole thing's been a mess. Where he said it was a loan, and then, oh no, it's a theft. And yeah, guys, get your shit together.
Yeah. I'm curious. We're going to keep up on this. We'll update as more information comes through, but this is definitely a story that I'm incredibly curious about, just because it just seems as they continue to peel back these layers, shit gets a little bit more wild. But speaking of wild, and speaking of things being worked, I want to talk to you about another sports thing that's been going on and being talked about recently. So we don't talk about sports enough and some of the bigger stories. So I think I want to do that.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson stepping in the ring again with Jake Paul, of all people. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the practice videos that Mike Tyson's released? And how long do you think it will take Tyson to kill Jake Paul in the ring, you know, objectively?
Hopefully this thing's fucking legit.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, talk about work sports, right? And God knows how much of a work, you know, these piss fights have been.
Yeah.
You know, I forget which MMA guy he was fighting or whatever. He quote unquote knocked out. And there's the footage of the guy, you know, walking backstage, smiling and laughing, like right after he just got knocked out, you know, just, it's like, bro, kayfabe, take it to the locker room, you know, just.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, Tyson looks just as fit. He still looks great.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of that scene from Rocky Balboa where they're like, you know, we just got him with, you know, brutal, I forget the term that is in Rocky Balboa's coaches, blunt force, whatever, you know, and just work on his punching power. But Tyson still has the speed.
Yeah.
And just to see him, you know, see the quickness he got. And when is it? Was this July?
So it's July 20th of this year, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
Wow.
And Mike Tyson's 57 years old. And
that's great. He's only 7 years older than me.
Watching him spar recently, I mean, I would be afraid for my life in any scenario with Mike Tyson. Like, just, I could not imagine agreeing to do something like this. And somebody was saying after, somebody had tweeted the, I wish I could remember so I could attribute the quote or the paraphrase to them. But they were saying, like, watching Mike Tyson now at 57 compared to what Jake Paul does at his training sessions, if Mike Tyson doesn't smoke this guy in the first two rounds, or if he loses this fight, I will know for sure that boxing is fucking rigged and dead.
This could be, look, if this is legit, this could be the fight that, like, kind of revitalizes boxing. And if it's worked, I mean, because boxing is... it's horrible right now. It's its own worst fucking enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boxing used to be the king of sports. You know, dude, I remember in the '80s, you know, you could watch a premier fight on ABC Sports, you know, watching Larry Holmes fight, watching, you know, Spinks fight, you know, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, you know, Vinny Panzienza, you know, when the different weight classes, different style of fighters. It used to be on free TV, and then eventually it went over to pay-per-view and HBO. But one second, I gotta get
a little sippy dippy. You know, Meanie,
what's that, Adam?
We hear this a lot. Every CBD company tells you that their product is the best, with quality control measures like lab testing and QR codes now becoming the standard. It can start to seem like all CBD brands are the same, but I'm here to tell you something, Meanie. They are not. Knowing what makes certain brands better will help you spend your money more wisely and have more confidence as you incorporate CBD oils, topicals, capsules, or gummies into your own wellness routine. And that's why we're proud to partner with Green Road CBD as an official sponsor of Mind of the Meanie. And Meanie, I know you're a longtime user of Green Road CBD. How has Green Road CBD helped you in your life?
Let me tell you, Green Road CBD is a product I've been using for years. And when we started Mind of Meanie, I always was like, let's get Green Roads as a sponsor, because I use them almost daily. Whether it's the gummies, you know, to take care of the aches and pains of 30 years of wrestling, the topical solutions to help my knees, help my back, help my elbows, help my shoulders. Green Roads CBD has done everything to help me maintain a pain-free existence from all the years of wear and tear as a professional wrestler.
And to me, Meanie, that sounds like the Green Roads difference. And it comes down to a really few important points. They're just part of the reason that they've won industry awards year after year, earned thousands of five-star reviews, and have heard countless stories from customers just like you about the impact that those products have had on your life. So Green Roads is led by a compounding pharmacist with 25 years of experience helping her community getting healthy. For her and the entire company, it's more than just a job. It's a mission. And not all hemp sourcing is equal, Meanie. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. But they select their hemp from high-quality American farms. And also, not all lab testing is equal, which is why they use an accredited independent lab to conduct full panel tests on every single batch. That's why Green Roads is an original manufacturer, not just a quote-unquote white label brand. So right now, you can go to greenroads.com, Meanie, and save 25% off of your entire purchase.
Wow.
25% off of everything, Meanie. That's huge. And all you have to do is go to their website right now, greenroads.com, and use promo code Meanie at checkout. It's 25% off your entire purchase by using promo code Meanie at greenroads.com. Own the day with Green Road CBD, and we thank them for sponsoring the program. Machete, I'm going to get to your question here too. Machete's asking questions in the chat box, which you could be reading right now if you were watching us at patreon.com/mindoftheMeanie. We're going to talk about that because I do want to bring up the Tyson Holyfield match that Machete just referenced here. But go ahead, Meanie.
Yeah. It went from being on free TV like ABC, you know, and then went, you know, to pay-per-view, and then you would see it on HBO like a week later.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of disappeared. It dissipated. There was the Klitschko brothers who seemed to have dominated boxing, you know, for a while. And it just, you know, kind of went away. It's coming back a little bit now. What's that guy that's named the Gypsy King?
Tyson Fury.
He's kind of bringing it back. But boxing needs to do something to get out of the shadow of the UFC. Yeah. You know, UFC is like, as far as combat sports, the number one combat sport. So, you know, if they can pull this off and have a legit bout, you know, it could, you know, bring attention and have people go, man, I miss boxing. You know, and, you know, it could be mutually beneficial if, you know, Netflix, you know, just picked up WWE. They're going to do weekly TV with WWE. Now, if they can go into boxing and, you know, get, you know, have people subscribing, you know, the Netflix just for the boxing. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Even if they subscribe for a month and cancel, it's still something, right? You know? Yeah. So, This could either help boxing or it could further push it down the ladder of, you know, a once great sport that's become a joke, kind of.
And that's kind of, it's, you know, it's, there was a time where I thought that boxing was kind of on the up for a period, probably like the early 2010s at that point, like maybe around the time that Canelo fought Mayweather. I thought like maybe something would be different there. But I remember watching a lot of the Tyson fights in the '90s, you know, that was a thing. Like we would get the pay-per-views and we would have our friends or we would sit and watch them. We watched Tyson and Holyfield 2, I think was when the ear bite happened. We got the Tyson and Bruce Seldon fight the night that Tupac got shot. And then
Bruce
there was
Seldon from Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was another one. Somebody was giving low blows to Tyson. I can't remember who it was. It wasn't Bruce Seldon, but there was another boxer who we got the fight and they kept low blowing Tyson and they got disqualified. If anybody out there is listening, Pod Squad, please let me know. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but
it's a shame because I watched those fights religiously.
Yeah. You know? Dude, boxing was so fucking exciting back then, man. It was so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. It hasn't, like you said, it hasn't evolved. It hasn't done anything to make it like be exciting as it used to be. And I think it's because a lot of those bullshit calls that happened with the referees and a lot of the other stuff, it's like kind of kicking yourself in your ass.
As a kid, I stuck into the Holyfield Foreman fight.
No shit.
Yeah. Me, I'm a bunch of, like, just a kid in Atlantic City, and I was like, you know, I lived like three blocks from Trump Plaza, three or four blocks. I knew their fight was in town. I was like, let me go walk down there, bullshit, walk around, look. Always had a good way of navigating, you know, and there's just like the thing with the horses, like the barricade, people on the other side, and, you know, celebrities coming through, and that's where I met John Bon Jovi. You know, I chased John Bon Jovi. That's the night I chased John Bon Jovi's limo. But after that, I was walking back, went my way back to Trump Plaza from whatever. It used to be the Playboy, then it was Atlantis, then it was Trump something, where John Bon Jovi went to go back to his hotel. So I'm walking back from that. I run into my friends from school. We're like, I was like, oh, yo, what's up, dude? And they were like, we're just hanging out. We're like, and you ever see those doors where on one side of the door, you got the push bar that opens the door, but the other side has nothing.
Yeah.
So if the door shuts behind you, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So we were on the outside and it was one of those fucking doors, right? So we all went up to one door. I was like, all right, we're going to put our fingertips in the door thing. You know, a couple guys on one side, a couple guys on the other side, count of three, we'll all pull, yank it, right? So We go 1, 2, 3, and we went, and it, both doors fly the fuck open, right? We're like, holy shit, it works. And the security goes, hey. And we said, can't catch all of us. And we scattered. You know, it's like, if we get in, go up to the nosebleeds. And we all went up to the nosebleeds and sat there and watched Holyfield and Foreman. And, you know, Foreman would just hit a body shot and you'd hear it all the way up there. And you're just like, oh, you know. That's when, like, when boxing was king, man. Just, yeah. All those, you know, Tyson fights in Atlantic City, George Foreman, Holyfield, Gotti Ward, the trilogy, which was like one of the best boxing trilogies, Gotti Ward, you know?
Yeah.
So I appreciate, you know, what Paul, you know, Paul's doing, but, you know, hopefully it's not a work. Hopefully it's a legit fight.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's something that could bring boxing back to the prominence it used to have.
I have to correct myself real fast on this record that I was just talking about. It was actually Riddick Bowe and Andrew, yes. Andrew Galata was the name of the fighter who got DQ'd against Bowe for the first time because he kept low blowing Riddick Bowe. And then the second fight they had ended in the exact same fashion. Galata kept low blowing him and they disqualified him again. So that was the actual boxer. I confused the two, so I apologize for that. Glad I was able to correct that record now before someone on Twitter was like, actually, well, stay in your basement, relax, I fixed it. But Machete had a good question here, a positive one, and I have some thoughts about this. I want to get your take on it since we're talking boxing. She says, do you think Mike Tyson will bite him before he kills him?
Dude, I remember the night that Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield here. It was after an ECW show, an ECW arena show. And we all went back to the Holiday Inn. We had been long kicked out of the travel lodge. So we're at the Holiday Inn over on Packer Ave near the stadiums. They tore it down. Now it's a casino, and we're in the sports bar at the Holiday Inn. And we're all drinking beer and we're looking at the TV and there's like ESPN on there and there's a little news ticker. Tyson Holyfield ends in disqualification when Mike Tyson bites. And we are like, is that a typo? Did we just read that right? And me and Axel Rotten are like, what's he doing? Like running up to him going, rah, 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 rah. You know, we had no idea because the fight wasn't on, but we're reading the news ticker and it's like, Jesus Christ, what happened? You know? And then, you know, you eventually see what happens and it's one of the craziest times in sports.
Yeah.
Other than when, the night Tyson lost to, what's his name over in Japan? Buster Douglas.
That's the one. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
I forget what grade I was in, but it's a Saturday night and we're just cruising with friends and you just get in the car and just drive around with the radio and you have no place to go. You're just cruising around. And the DJ comes over to radio. He's like, yeah, Mike Tyson lost in Japan to Buster Douglas. It's coming across. And we're like, what? Crazy. You know, it's like one of those things you thought you'd never see, you know, and who's going to beat Tyson? And all my friends who are like old school boxing fans, they're like, I've never seen anybody hit as hard as Tyson, you know, just. And then Tyson did that exhibition during the lockdown against, I want to say Roy Jones. Mm-hmm. And it was a bullshit. It was a draw or whatever. But you see Tyson landing those body shots on him. God. And then one of the announcers, you know, they're doing the post-fight interview with Jones and Tyson, the side-by-side respectfully. And I think Tyson said, yeah, I'd like to have a rematch. And you just see the look of dread on Jones' face like, yeah, me and my ribs are going to take a pass on that. You know, he was just punishing him with fucking rib shots. And so I'll be interested. I'll watch it.
Yeah. I'll definitely watch it, a fight. I'm always going to get any opportunity I can get to watch Mike Tyson in a boxing ring. Fuck yeah, I'm going to watch it. But I will say, like, I remember watching the fight live. I think it was 96 or 97, maybe. And
which one?
Tyson Holyfield 2 when he bid to zero. Okay. I think it was 97. And I remember this having the same reaction sitting in the living room and going, what the fuck did he just do? Like, what happened? Right. And then he went back and did it because he bid him the first time. And then he went back and bid him again. And that's when he took the chunk of his ear out.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And Tyson took a shit ton of heat for it back then. But then you go back and you watch what Holyfield was doing in the first match, in their first bout. He's headbutting him the whole time. He's getting fouled.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah. If you go back and look at what was happening, like Holyfield was headbutting him like multiple times. He was hitting him with shots that were should have been called fouls, and Mills Lane didn't call him that time, and whoever the ref was the first time, they weren't calling him. And I think he did something again where it was like he headbutted him or he hit him with a punch that wasn't called as a foul, and Tyson like lost his shit. He was like, what the fuck, man? Like, you can't sit here this whole time.
It might have been like a rabbit punch behind the head or something like that.
Yeah, it was like I forget what it was, but finally set him off, and he was like, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to bite him. And it's like, dude, you can't bite the other guy, but like, I can certainly understand the frustration you're feeling in the ring.
The best thing Tyson could have done is just wound up like fucking Sugar Ray Leonard, gave him a bolo punch to the nuts.
Man.
Go tit for that, instead of,
talk about a receipt, dude.
I got the phrase stuck in my head of Holyfield donkey punching Tyson, just fucking donkey punch him right in the back of the head. But yeah, if you're Tyson and he's hitting you illegal, just give him back what he's given. Yeah. Just do the old right in the nuts.
Just jab him, man. Like I just looking back on it, in that moment you're watching, you don't always get to call out. You don't always see what's happening, right? And then you have somebody, however many years later, almost 30 years later, watching the fight, and you're like,
I totally forgot about the headbutts until you just mentioned it. I was like, yeah, that totally did happen, didn't it?
And he was he kept doing it, and they didn't call it. And it's like, I get it. Like, I understand why he would be so frustrated in that moment and not really, like, imagine being in the ring and being like, I'm hitting him as hard as I can. He's not falling down. He won't stop doing what he's doing. What am I going to do to make this guy stop? And he fucking bites his ear off and spits it in the ring, and chaos breaks out in the ring. Like, the trainers and shit were all fighting, and Tyson was getting ready to swing on cops. Like, it was crazy. An absolute shit show.
Boxing, and they need to do a Dark Side of, like, because they tried to do spinoff shows of Dark Side of the Ring, which, like, Dark Side of the 90s. They got a dude boxing episode. Remember when the parachute guy, the guy landed in the ring with a hang glider or something like that?
Yes, yes.
Like, security just beat the shit out of the guy. The guy parasailed into like the open arena at Caesars and just landed in the ring and got fucking pummeled. And like, it was insane. But boxing in the 90s was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a different time, but it was fun to, like, again, it's cool to be able to look back and be like, oh yeah, I watched that fight. Like, I saw that. Like, that was, it was dope.
And here's where boxing dropped the ball too. As where WWE sells like DVDs of like shows and stuff, none of these fights exist on DVD or anything like that. Where, I mean, you might catch it on YouTube, but they were smart. They would just monetize and sold like DVDs, do box sets. You know how many DVD box sets they sell of the Gotti versus Ward, trilogy, just my God, some of those early classes fights, you put them up in HD and or upgrade them to 4K and those fights are just lost to time.
Yeah. I would love to go back and watch the Ali fights. I don't want to watch them on YouTube. I want to watch them on fucking 4K on my TV. Like,
there's the technology for it.
Yeah. It can be done. Whoever's watching this, like, come on, like Vice, why don't you do this shit? Like, you could fucking do this crap. HBO Sports, ESPN. One of you guys, all you guys have fucking fuck you money. You guys can figure this out. But like, yeah, I would love to go back and watch that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think they missed that boat there. But what do you all think? Who do you think is going to win this fight? You think it's going to be Mike Tyson? You think it's going to be Jake Paul? If you say Jake Paul, you're wrong. And I want to know why you're wrong in the comments. So drop them here as you're listening and let us know what you think.
Brother.
I am concerned deeply for this man. But, Meanie!
Yes, sir.
This episode, I want to let you know at the top of the program here, this episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, our friends at Manscaped. That's right. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers Courtney just planted in the garden. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com right now and use promo code MINDMEANIE for 20% off plus free shipping. And Meanie, I want to know, what was it life like for the little blue guys before Manscaped?
Well, before Manscaped, it was a veritable forest down there. You took several risks, whether you wanted to risk it with a Bic or risk it with your roommate's head, the clippers for the head shaving, and not tell them. But, there's many different ways you took your life into your own hands before Manscaped. But now with Manscaped, you got the LED light, you got the skin safe, clippers. It's night and day with Manscaped.
Speaking about night and day, meaning with the time change and after using Manscaped, I can finally say that I've caught the spring fever. Introducing the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little bit off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. That's right, meaning no more looking like a button in a fur coat. We're cleaning up this season with Manscaped. It also features dual LED spotlights to guide you through the darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. And if you hate making a mess, meaning not to worry, this bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean, which I wouldn't recommend because charges could come with that. But I digress. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I can take it everywhere I go. And spring cleaning isn't just for the nether regions, pal. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, there are always the right tools for the job. So go to manscaped.com right now. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code MINDMEANIE. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code MINDMEANIE at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants, pal. And we want to thank Manscaped for sponsoring the program. One thing I'm not concerned about, Meanie, is the fact that I'm going to ask you a question.
What's that?
Are you ready to ask Meanie?
I would love to.
It's time to ask Meanie anything.
Ask me something.
Yo, cause.
I can't remember what regular air smells like.
Don't forget. I gotta fucking figure out how to loop them. Don't forget, tweet us your questions using the hashtag AskMeanie, and you may hear them on the program. So, Meanie, what do you have for us today in the seltzer department, sir?
I know this might come as a shock, but I have the Belle V pumpkin pie thing. The only thing that sucks is the fucking bottom blew out of this. I think out of the whole case, maybe that's why it's 78 cents a case, but I'll just down it.
Man, that's not good. I actually went a little bit different here, and I went with a Zevia today. Also, shout out to Audrey, my daughter, who painted my nails purple the other day. I still haven't cleaned them off, but I got a root beer that I brought from work. It's like soda without, it's guilt-free soda. So I'm going to go ahead and crack this. I'll see if I can Sandman it today without spilling too much. 3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah.
Well, I needed a little bit of help on that one.
Yeah, me too. All right, pinkies up. Oh, yeah. Guilt-free root beer, brother.
It burns.
Oh, man, that was good shit.
But, yeah, man.
All right, Matt from Dover wants to know, hey, Meanie, have you ever played 7 Degrees of Separation with Kevin Bacon? Or 6 Degrees of Separation with Kevin Bacon.
It's supposed to be 6 degrees.
6 degrees, yeah.
And I am 1 degree. separated from Kevin Bacon.
How, sir?
I was in the movie with Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke was in the movie Diner with Kevin Bacon.
That's right. That's how I got, I forgot about Diner, but because he asked me the other day, can you connect the blue guy to Kevin Bacon? And I said, yes, of course I can do that. And I went, how did I do this? I went, Blue Meanie was in The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, who was in Iron Man 2 with Gwyneth Paltrow, who was in Seven with Brad Pitt, who was in Sleepers with Kevin Bacon. And that's how I got there. So you were much faster than I didn't realize you were one away. But
I had a way more convoluted version. I forget how I used to do it. I was like, oh, Mickey was in Diner with Kevin Bacon.
You could pretty much trace anybody. If you've never seen the movie Sleepers, you can pretty much trace anybody from any movie back to Sleepers with Kevin Bacon. It's just like Robert De Niro, Brad Pitt, Jason Patrick, Minnie Driver. Like there's this fucking crazy cast in that movie. So
yeah.
You can definitely do all of that. Let's see here. We got RJ Krasinski. What's up, RJ?
What's up, RJ?
RJ wants to know, do you think the Giants and Eagles rivalry will be bigger now that Barkley is an Eagle?
God damn, sorry.
God Ooh. Damn.
Tastes better going down. I still think it'll be lopsided, you know. What are they going to do? Boo? Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, the Giants fans are going to boo. Boo a little bit louder. See the clip where Saquon Barkley was driving to go sign his contract? They had like a 9-minute video on the official Eagles page of like him driving there, signing with his other thing. And he's like, you know, I told my daughter I was going to Eagles. And she said, does that mean we're going to win now? It's like, ooh.
Man.
How do you come back from that? Are we going to argue with a kid? You know? And the cutest thing is when the Saquon was doing his, went to his introductory press conference. Yeah, you know, he walks in with his daughter and she goes to sit down and he goes up. She sits in the auditorium. He gets behind the thing and goes, how's everybody doing? And she goes, I'm doing okay, daddy. It's the cutest thing in the world. I always like Saquon, man.
Yeah.
I wish we could have had him from the beginning, but that's how the draft works, you know. Yep. You know, the Giants had right ahead of the Eagles. Before somebody goes, oh, well, actually. I forget what that order that year's draft was, but I was hoping we would have gotten Saquon, but historically the Eagles never take running backs in the first round anyway. So, but we got him now. And dude, I'm excited. I don't talk too much online about sports anymore just because I don't feel like dealing with the fucking arguments. You know, you argue with somebody for 6 hours and all you get out of is fucking aggravation, you know, and honestly, anxiety. Like, and then you just end up deleting the whole fucking thing anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Back in the day, early days of social media, I used to like to argue with somebody and constantly like say something and have them reply. And I would just go and delete my reply. So it looked like they were yelling at nobody and make them look like a crazy person. You know?
Just talking just shit to themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just reply with something totally goofy. Yeah. And they replied to that. So if somebody went back through the thread and just saw this person yelling at nobody, you know, it's just like, what's with this guy, you know? But it's not worth it anymore, yeah. You know?
Luck of the juice box, our friend Primetime Grape says, Sir Meanie, no question this week, but I'd like to tell you that I often do the Meanie dance at work. My boss and I have dance breaks sometimes and have gotten him and customers doing it now to music we have playing. We've also farted doing it before, a true tribute.
Trip to. Yeah. Dude, that is very kind.
Thank you, sir.
I like when anybody, because I mean, he danced was a mistake, right? You know, just Paul Hamo's like, can you dance? I went, yes.
Can you dance, Meanie?
My head's going yes, and my brain's going no. Anytime somebody dance, somebody tries to hold down my tongue, they think I'm having a fit, or revulsing. But I was doing the raised roof, and then I just got sloppy with it, and just made it my own thing. Somebody online sent me a clip once. They were doing a commercial for the New York State Lottery, and it's supposed to be at a hockey game. All the people bust out, in the aisleways doing something. And the guy pointed out where he did my meanie dance in the commercial for the New York State Lottery. So
oh, no shit.
Yeah. Anytime somebody does like a version of the meanie dance, I pop with pride, so that's pretty cool. So thank you, Mr. Juice. Surprise time grape.
Our friend of the show, Carlo Carlson, who consistently makes us great Photoshop photos of the episode each and every week. They're fucking fantastic. You should throw him a follow if you don't follow him already. They're great stuff. We appreciate you, Carlo. Good sir. He says, hello, Blue and Goob. I'm just sitting in the parking lot right now contemplating a question to ask the Blue Meanie. Here's what I got. Blue and Goob, what are your favorite party appetizers? Me personally, I'm a fan of pigs in a blanket. Thanks, and enjoy this random off-brand Photoshop, which appears to be us as either the Rock and Roll Express, which is fucking great. So you can see that online right now on our Twitter. I'm going to retweet that right now. Follow us at Mind of the Meanie, and you can see that beautiful piece of art there. But Blue Guy, what's your favorite party appetizers, brother?
Dude, I forget. There was a comedian who said, I went to a restaurant, ordered pigs out of a blanket, and they brought me a photo of my parents in bed. party appetizers. Besides the obvious answer of yes.
Yeah.
Let me see. Anything like cheese and crackers kind of thing, I like to do my own little thing, cheese crackers with pepperoni. I got to go easy on the pepperoni because I get heartburn easy. Yeah. But, just like little finger foods, spinach dip in the bread bowl, or even without the bread bowl,
Just put it in my hands. Just put it in my hands. I'll just eat it right out of there like a fucking, like an animal.
Yeah. Yeah. But, just any kind of like snacks, like, if we're feeling a little flighty and, me and Mrs. Meanie are going to have like a holiday thing. She'll like chop up some, we'll get like a steak and she'll chop that up and have steak, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of whatever, and just put them on, eat them on a cracker, yeah. Eat them on a Ritz. I'm a Ritz guy. So,
I think you hit most of my favorites. I'm a big guy of the shrimp cocktail. If you put a shrimp cocktail in front of me, I will stand there and eat the whole thing if I could, and probably feel really sick afterwards, but while I'm doing it, it'll be worth it. Give me the cocktail sauce, dude. I'm fucking there. But my favorite party appetizer is the deviled egg, man. Give me the deviled eggs all fucking day. You will find me at any party with the deviled eggs. That's where I'll be. So.
We used to call Easter, what did we call it? Fart Fest. We would always like see who could get to the deviled eggs first and just like look each other in our eyes and go, yeah, I'm there.
Tossing it down.
Yeah, man. Deviled eggs is a good call. Yeah. So is the shrimp. Especially if you could get to like a restaurant store. This sells the jumbo fucking fat shrimps.
Yeah, dog.
Fat shrimps with some cocktail sauce and fucking amazing.
I'll be in Pittsburgh this weekend. I'm going to try to go to Holy's Fish Market, and they have like all kinds of fucking incredible seafood, but they have the giant jumbo shrimp, which just absolutely incredible stuff. So,
yeah, man.
One more question for you here. David from Quakertown wants to know. Nice. What do you think right now, based on the current card, is going to be the match of the night at WrestleMania?
Well, night two, I'm sure it's going to be Cody and Roman. Yeah, I've been saying that, you know, this WrestleMania is essentially Rocky 2.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't know. I always make a prediction, and it turns out there's always that sleeper match that just comes out of nowhere. You know, have they announced the whole card yet? Have they finished with the lineup yet? Or
You know, I'm not sure. I think they announced, like, the most recent ones were Gunther and Sami Zayn, Jimmy and Jay. And I think they have this, like, the 6 or 8 man tornado tag, whatever they're doing with the tag team titles. Yeah. Which I think that's going to end with them splitting the titles. Like, I can't imagine they're going to, like, I think one team's going to win Raw and one team's going to win SmackDown. I think that's how they're going to get away from that. Now, I don't know if they've completely announced every match yet. So.
I think that's the beauty of the main event is you really don't have to announce that many matches, you know. They can hold off, you know, and hold off until the week of. But yeah, and it's also as they really have said, they really haven't said what's night one, what's night two yet, right?
Yeah, the only thing that's night one so far is the Bloodline match with The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth, and then night two is going to be Seth and Drew and Roman and Cody. Everything else is kind of up in the air right now.
Which I think Punk's going to have something to do with the Drew match.
Yeah, I think so. I think Punk's going to be there in some capacity, either as maybe like the referee or something. Like, I can't imagine that he's going to not be at WrestleMania. You know, his first one fucking back. Like, I'm sure he's fucking pissed about getting hurt and not being able to wrestle, because I think the plan was that for Punk to win the match. But yeah, yeah. I think CM Punk's going to be involved somehow.
Well, the fact that, you know, Drew keeps, you know, evoking his name and making t-shirts and you have no choice but for Punk to be involved. You know what I'm saying?
And the fucking, he hit him with the Cry Me a River the other day with the music in the background while he was working out. I'm going to work my triceps. I was like, oh my God, dude, player hater of the year right here.
It's amazing. So, it's
best,
amazing.
Best fucking work of his career, man. I'm telling you.
But, Jimmy and Jay, I'll be really good.
Yeah.
That'd be really good. I just don't know did you just say which night Jimmy and Jay's going to be?
They haven't announced it yet. They haven't decided which night it's going
to
be.
It's hard to say which, because you want to say this is going to be the match of night one. This is going to be a match of night two. So it's just, they've made it really hard to say which is which. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I think as far as like either night, I think it'll be like, I think Jimmy and Jay that's going to be the match. For me, from a technical standpoint, I think that's going to be the match of the weekend, right? But I don't know overall. I guess maybe my money's on Roman and Cody just because of the Rocky stuff. You know, like they're literally setting this up like Rocky 2. Insurmountable odds, right? Like the underdog comes back to fight the champion again in Philadelphia. Like, could you be any more on the nose than where you are now? But
absolutely,
I think that's going to be the match of the night. But what else is the match of the night and the good thing of the night and the day, whatever time you're listening to this, is you joining us and listening to the show and asking questions to the blue guy here. So please continue to send your questions into us. We love this segment of the show. It's our favorite part of every episode. Please send them to us because you may hear them on the program. I want to thank you, blue guy, for doing this program each and every week. We appreciate you on our run up to WrestleMania. And again, go back over to see our YouTube page, youtube.com/@mindofthemeanie. Subscribe today and get our takes on pizza, get our takes on cheesesteaks. And now you have the Federal Donuts place to try. Also with the Reading Terminal Market, make sure you go out of your way to try these places when you come to our city and let us know what you think. Tag us in your post. Send us comments on the YouTube or the Google machine or wherever you happen in kids. Hang out in Al Gore's internet this time of year. But I want to ask you, Blue, where can everyone keep up with all things Blue when you're not doing the show?
If you would like to follow the Blue Mini on all forms of social media, that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, sort of TikTok, at Blue Mini BWO on all forms of social media. If you would like to support the Blue Mini, go to wrestlingtees.com/Blue Meanie, get yourself a BWO shirt, or this Meanie Mania shirt that I'm wearing today for Meanie Mania that's coming up.
Hell yes.
Yes, sir. Can't believe it's creeping up. So it's so crazy how close it's, you know, coming.
It really is.
If you would like to support Mind of the Meanie, go to prowrestlingtees.com/mindofthemeanie. Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand. Go to collarandelbowbrand.com. Use coupon code Meanie or use coupon code MIND and save 10% over there at collarandelbowbrand.com. MadCatBeardCare.com. Get the Blue Spruce Beard Oil and Balm. If you're a bearded fellow like myself, you want to look good, you want to smell good, go over to MadCatBeardCare.com. Josh Thornton is doing an amazing job. If you're a cat lover like myself, he goes around, rounds up all the sick and injured cats, takes them to the vet, and leaves them off better than he found them. So if you're a cat lover like myself, go to MadCatBeardCare.com. The Ultra Pro Wrestling video game coming to all major consoles in 2024. Ultra Pro Wrestling contains not only original characters by the amazing Hal Haney, but many real world wrestlers, including myself. Recently, they just announced that the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith, is going to be in the game as well.
Oh,
so
that's amazing.
Huge get. As long as, you know, go to, if you want to see the rest of the roster, they just updated the roster page. Go to ultraprowrestling.com or follow them on Twitter at UPW Video Game. That's ultraprowrestling.com or UPW Video Game on Twitter. The figure collections, Bone Crushing Series, Wrestler Series 1 variants of the Blue Meanie are available now. All Series 1s can be ordered now at shop.figurecollections.com. Type Blue Meanie in the search bar and you'll either have a choice between old school Blue Meanie or the BWO Blue Meanie. Either way, there's no wrong choice. Shout out to Jim Nelson at glaciersofice.com. Jim made a 3 of 3 only handmade custom BWO Air Jordan 1 sneaker for Stevie Nova myself. Each pair takes Jim about 50 hours per pair to make these wonderful looking shoes. These are like artwork for your feet. If you want to see his wonderful, you know, work over there at, you know, glaciersofice.com, you can follow him on Instagram at Glacier Studio Art. That's Instagram at Glacier Studio Art. To have the Blue Meanie on your podcast, go to podstars.net. That's podstarz.net. Register your podcast, book the blue guy, and let's have fun talking on your podcast at podstars.net. Cameo.com/BlueMeanieBWO for birthdays, holidays, and well wishes. Book through the site. Don't book through the app. The app takes too much money, too much of your hard-earned money, I might say. So yeah, let's have some fun. I just did one recently. I got one on deck that I'm about to do as soon as I get off here. They're a lot of fun to do. It's a good time over there at cameo.com/BlueMeanieBWO. Coming up, I'll be at WrestleCon April 4th through 7th at the downtown Sheraton. For more information, go to WrestleCon.com. I'll also be at the 2300 Arena Friday, April 5th for Battleground Championship Wrestling. I'll be there for their block party and tribute to Extreme, the show Friday night. I'll be there, the official host for the evening. And then also my event presented by Dr. Fisher's Medical Weight Loss and Aesthetic Centers, Mind of the Meanie podcast, and also a brand new sponsor, A2DRadio.com. That's A2DRadio.com, which stands for Agree to Disagree Radio. They do a really good job over there doing sports talk. Shout out to Michael Chromiak, a.k.a. Chrome, for hopping on board and sponsoring Meanie Mania, your paper brew kickoff event, Thursday night, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. No cover, 20 and older to attend at McCusker's Tavern on the corners of 17th and Chunk. That's 2601 South 17th Street in South Philly. For more information, follow me on all forms of social media. It's going to be a great time. It costs nothing to come along. I think I'm one of the events actually not charging anything to get in. Only thing you have to do is come in, let's buy some beers and talk wrestling with other fans from around the world at Meanie Mania. So as that's coming along, as we're waiting for that, Mr. Bernard, where can we find you, sir?
Oh, me, sir. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads. You can find me at the user handle. This is Goober. Yes, it's my handle. No, I'm not changing it. It's a brand, pal. You can also find me at Foundation Radio. You can go to youtube.com/@Foundation Radio, uploading all of my Foundation chats from my archive. This week, I just released my 2021 conversation with my friend and colleague, Robert Costa, when his book Peril came out about the 2020 elections and all the incidents and stuff that happened around that time. Also coming up, we have Shane Taylor from Ring of Honor in AEW. We have that was my conversation with him from 2021. Also my first conversation with Eric Bischoff. And then as a YouTube exclusive, I went all the way back into my archives from WCUR 91.7 FM from my college radio days and dug up my conversation from 2011 with Jackass's Bam Margera. It's the only place you'll ever find it on YouTube. I had not listened to the episode. This was the first time I listened to the clip since it aired all the way back in March of 2011. It's ridiculous. It's a wild time. It's lightning in a bottle from that time. So go ahead and check it out. But the only place you'll hear it is at youtube.com/@FoundationRadioPod. So go and check it out right now and subscribe today. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel here. youtube.com/@mindofthemeanie. We got a lot of good shit coming up for you pretty soon. We're going to have a lot of great clips from the show. You can listen to every live episode. You can also hear Meanie talk about the mass transit incident. You can hear him talk about the pizza places that we want to eat at in Philadelphia during WrestleMania week. Lots of great stuff to find there. So don't forget to hit like, comment, and subscribe. The Feinberg Method. Use promo code Goober and save up to 20% off of your entire purchase. My trainer, Brad Feinberg, is ready to help you with your physical and mental wellness. So go to thefeinbergmethod.com and sign up today. Shout out for the homies at the 10th Ward Barbershop. I will be seeing them tomorrow as I record this. But if you listen to it on Monday, I have seen them Saturday. I'm going to get all dolled up, looking nice up with my upcoming appearances at WrestleMania. They're down there in Lawrenceville in the outskirts of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So when you get out there, give a shout to Kane and Jordan and the rest of the crew and schedule your appointment today at 10thWardBarbershop.com. ProWrestlingTees.com/MindOfTheMeanie. Pick yourself up a shirt and support the show. First day with a new mouth here, Meanie. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/FoundationRadio and keep the lights on at Casa de Meanie and the Barnard home for Wayward and Troubled Youth. Don't forget to go to ProWrestlingTees.com/BlueMeanie, BWO, and pick up your Meanie Mania t-shirt and come and see us at Meanie Mania at McCusker's Tavern on Thursday, April 4th, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. I will be there. I have so much going on that weekend, but I wouldn't miss Meanie Mania for the world. So come and see us there. We'll be hanging out all night. Can't wait to see you guys. Patreon.com/MindOfTheMeanie. Sign up today. Tiers that start at just $10. And I have it on good authority, Meanie, that only a limited amount of the two-pack, that's right, two-pack, the Mind of the Meanie Wrestle Buddies that include the Blue Guy and yours truly still are available right now for purchase at brothersgatter.com. So go right now. I don't know how much longer they're going to be available, and once the Adam ones are out, they are gone. So go and pick yourself up a couple of those as well, and you can beat the shit out of me if you want. If you don't like my takes on Mike Tyson, that's great too. But thank you for listening to the show. Don't forget to tell a friend, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. We appreciate you. And Meanie, I appreciate you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate you, sir.
As always, for the Blue Meanie, I am Adam Bernard. Join us again each and every week as we take a trip through the mind of the Meanie. Peace.
This episode of Mind of the Meanie is hosted and executively produced by the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard. It was mixed and engineered by Carl Pinnell. Additional narration is provided by the executive voice, Sam Krepps. That's me. Our intro music was performed by the Swamp Candles. Our outro music was performed by Chikara. Additional musical accompaniment is performed by Enrichment. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or X or whatever, at Mind of the Meanie, and become part of the Pod Squad by going to patreon.com/mindofthemeanie.
Find our entire show archive at mindofthemeanie.com. This has been a Butts Carlton Media production. Butts Carlton proprietor.
Dad, why is Blue Mini spraying out?